This is West Texas Roots, where we preserve the voices and stories that shape our region's rich past. Today we hear from Jessica Chin, who shares the story of her great aunt, a trailblazing woman who took to the skies during World War II as part of the WASP program, a group of civilian female pilots who tested aircraft, ferried planes, and broke barriers for women in aviation. Through Jessica's memories and family history, we honor one woman's quiet courage and the legacy she left behind.
My mom's aunt was a WASP flyer during World War II, and she flew 27 flights and then died in a test flight. And now there's been new evidence uncovered that the men on the ground crew were putting gas or sugar in their gas tanks, because then a disproportionate amount of them started crashing towards the end of the war, just for no reason, because they were just test flying the planes that they were already using. It wasn't experimental aircraft. It was just, she was in a B-52 as a co-pilot. And so not only did they sabotage killing the women, but they also took aircraft from the war effort, because they were just upset that they didn't get cleared to fly. They weren't able to fly. So she's like the family lore. It's Leola McDonald. And she never had kids or a family or anything like that. So her line is pretty much gone, but her brother had 8 kids. So now we have this family tree that reaches out from her. So I've always taught my kids that, she did, we'll just do what we have to do to get by. But she decided to go above and beyond, and from being just living with her family as a young woman doing house chores, and she's like, well, I'm gonna go learn to fly and help with the war. So, but they were the women who did flight testing for all of the aircraft as it was being, because they were building most of it out here in West Texas, all of the new plane effort. One, they built the facilities, but also it was out of range for any like targeted people to bomb it or sabotage it, because it was so far away from the coast and it was in the middle of nowhere like West Texas is. So they were building aircraft out there and then test flying the women, piloting them. Just recently they opened a WASP museum out here, and I haven't been yet, but she does have a plaque, like a thing in the museum. So she's, special. I tell my kids that, we don't just need to do what is expected of us, but find something you can do every day that makes someone else's life better. There's a lot of bad legacy in that arm of the family, people going to jail and just nonsense. So it grounds that feeling of pride and heritage and wanting to belong to a family line that has a lot of negative. So, it's one part of the family that I talk to about my kids. There's other stuff that went on that's not, they don't need to be burdened with that. Corrie Ten Boom had a really interesting quote about that. And she asked her father what was going on. They were living, Nazis occupying and stuff like that. You know who Corrie Ten Boom is? And she's like, Dad, what's going on? And he said, pick up my suitcase. And she would pick up, and he's like, it's too heavy. And he said, yeah, I would be a poor father that gave you something to carry that was too heavy. When you're old enough and strong enough, then you can carry the burden. And so I've always thought of that with my kids, is that they don't need the burden of the ugly, but they can have this line of, she decided to do something different with her life. So, and my kids don't even know the other family members, but they know who Leola McDonald was. So, yeah, I wish I would have known her. So, that was very cool. I have one aunt that was very special to us. She passed away, and she was very much like that, always going above and beyond. And my daughter is named after her. So that's the good part of my family history.
We recorded Jessica's story at the CAF Festival in downtown Abilene.